Hello.
Howdy. What's up?
I was like checking on my stuff because I thought I was in the wrong meeting, but I'm not. Here I am.
No, you were just on time. That's not the way we do things. Hi.
Hey.
Howdy. Yeah. I think it's hard because everyone's running from back-to-back meetings. So it's like, but really, should we not end all of those other meetings 5 minutes before the hour in an
That's
act
what
of kindness?
our like policy is at Stanford, but of course it doesn't happen. We used to start all of our meetings 10 minutes after the hour, and that was great. That worked really well, and for some reason they stopped it.
That's a really good idea because it's hard to control when meetings end, but it's pretty easy to control when they start. That's very smart. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the meeting fatigue this week.
Do you get a break for the winter holidays?
I take a break for the winter holidays because I think it's unjust to have to work the week I'm used to having off from academic libraries between Christmas and New Year. I'm not giving that up at this point in my life.
That's
But
fair.
technically, no. Hopefully everyone here gets that time off and possibly more. Think it's traditional.
It depends on the library. I do now, but when I worked in Boulder, we had like, I think Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Day off.
Oh,
And
okay.
if we, what's that?
And you worked between the states?
Or you had to take time off. And sometimes they would at the last minute announce an extra day off. But it was supposed to only be for people who had not planned to take vacation, which I always thought was patently unfair. And I always encouraged it's anyone who reported to me to take that day a different day or to not count it as vacation. It's like, I don't know, it felt very punitive.
I feel like this happens at a lot of libraries, but we definitely had a practice at a certain library that I worked at of the university librarian walking around on the last day we worked before the winter break and like generously releasing us like from our role. It's like I've decided today that you may leave at noon. The queen has decided.
Why
But
not
everyone knew
just,
it was going to happen.
yeah, but you still have to come in and,
Yeah.
Cornell would get, actually, this year, Christmas Eve is not a holiday, but January 2nd is. I don't know why, I mean, who's going to go to the library on Christmas Eve?
Think of the
It's
eat carry
ridiculous. I know. But I do like, I don't know if they'll still do it. I'm not going to be there. But the first year I was at Cornell in technical services, anybody who was working, whatever the last day was before the winter break, a bunch of people brought in treats and wine and cider and made it a fun day to work. And I
made it a
prefer
drinking
that if you,
day at work.
yes.
The only place I've ever worked where that would be acceptable was a Jesuit school where they were like, we can't say anything about the drinking, so you can drink at work, it's fine. That's so funny. Okay, all right. We have talked our way through at least 4 minutes of drinking at work. That was the main thing I took from that conversation. We do have some stuff to cover today, so let's go ahead and get started. The first question that I had is, do we want to meet next week on Monday? Are people actually still working? Sounds like the answer, maybe yes. Okay. So I have a pitch for a topic. I don't know if anyone else has anything that they would like to cover that day. Okay, well, we'll get to my pitch at the bottom of the list, but we'll plan to meet next Monday, assuming we have something to talk about. And the second thing is just sort of a plea for 2026 topics. Again, we'll talk about that more as we go through the topics that are on here. I also wanted to mention that I've heard rumors that many SIGs are going down to meeting once every 2 weeks. So I know that we've said several times that we like the way that we do this here, where we have meetings every week, but we cancel them a lot. So I'm still fine with that. I could do the statistics on how often we cancel, but it's a lot. And I will attempt to get that out earlier than I have been. So just something to think about. And last, I did just think I would ask at the end of the year if anyone is interested in co-convening this SIG. Since I clearly have a problem getting the notes done on time, maybe that would be helpful. So if you know anyone, or if you're thinking about convenership, just let me know. Okay, any other sort of housekeeping things? Seems like we're good. Okay, so this is really just sort of following up on stuff that happened over the last week, things that we talked about last week. That we wanted to follow through on. So the first thing is the search documentation proposal. This is the ticket where that's being discussed. Last week, Owen and me and possibly other people, I can't remember, were at the PO meeting where Owen presented the work that is being proposed. The result of that meeting was that the POs were going to vote on which of the proposals that are outlined here in this ticket seems to make the most sense. Currently, the option that's winning seems to be open in a new tab using control click. Is that survey closed or is it still open, Owen? Do you know?
That's still open.
Still open?
It's yeah, we said we'd essentially the deadline for having a decision is next PO meeting, which is a week today.
Perfect. Okay. Did you have anything else from that meeting? I mean, I thought it went super well. I thought you were very convincing.
No, I just there have been some follow-ups. I think the key follow up, two pieces of follow up, which is Kalida reached out to say she's okay to support this, but she is worried that it needs to be very tightly scoped to what information would go into such a contextual help, because she's worried that we as a whole can tend to not this group specifically, but as a community, can tend to want to document all of the detail, which is of course a good thing to do, but this screen is not the right place to do it. And she has proposed that there should also be a link from that from whatever pop-up or screen we have to view full help in the documentation, the docs.folio.org, and to have some contextual links out to that support documentation where we can work with the or the documentation group can work to do fuller documentation where it's needed. So, you know, all of the indexes or all of the ins and outs of exactly how the search works if that's necessary. So yeah, I think that's the only takeaway here is like we do need to I think we've agreed what the fields are, but we should be very clear that this is meant for very, you know, it's a cheat card, it's a shortcut card, isn't it? It's like not intended to be a manual, but a list of common questions, the answers to common issues that people might have with search. So I think that's the only other thing. And actually, Kimmy has added into the designs that linked from the ticket mentioned by Tara, a learn more button embedded into each of the screen designs, so you can see how it would link out to the full documentation.
Nice.
And from my point of view, that all makes a lot of sense. And I agree with Kalida's concerns that, there's no point in this being kind of quick contextual help if it's then 5 pages of text to scroll through,
It's your index card for the test that you're allowed to have.
Yeah.
I think that we agreed to that here as well. So I don't think anyone's gonna have an issue with that. I'm sure that when we get to actually what content is in whatever design we end up with, we will have differences of opinions on what belongs on our cheat card. But I think that we're all agreed in principle. Sorry, I'm trying to see what's in chat. All right, cool. So that's everything that we have about search documentation. It seems like this is moving forward. So I think that the only thing we need to do for this is to continue to monitor it in our meetings as a standing item so that we stay in the loop and so that we make sure it doesn't stall out before it gets to the finish line. Any further thoughts on search documentation? Okay, well, I'll just say thank you again to Owen and also to Kimmy, who is not here but is also awesome, and also Kalila, for making this happen. I'm so glad that this is the result of all of those discussions. Okay, next on our list we have Laura, but I think Laura's taking a call, so we're going to skip down to our discussion about the keyboard navigation bug. So last week and also on Slack, we talked a little bit about the keyboard navigation bug where the cursor, the focus goes further than you would want it to, and how this is an accessibility issue. We talked a little bit about the best way to get this taken care of. One of the things we wanted to know is if Accessibility SIG might be interested in working on this, if they are sufficiently a SIG again to make that happen. So I posted a message to them. Interestingly, Kate Diebold did reach out and said that she would be interested in looking at this functionality. So maybe Kate will just do it. But I was also wondering if maybe we should just find all the issues on Monday if we're going to meet to knock this out. I think with a little bit of prep, we could probably do quite a bit of this work. So what do people think? I think it sounds fun, but I'm a nerd, so.
It also seems
So,
like even if Kate takes it on, it would be helpful for her to have that info from us.
right. And I actually do work with her on Folio, so I can also help her to figure out sort of like how these things are submitted as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, so one of the things I think here is the issue that it's not a like it's not one bug, right? It's just there are bugs where the correct field doesn't take focus. It's not there's no kind of underlying cause here. It's just some fields just haven't been implemented to take focus in the right way. And I mean, I know that we've obviously looked at this particular one. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there are other situations where focus is not working as expected, to be fair, because I know we've had to fix that in our apps from time to time. Like when you do new, does the focus go to the first field on the form? That kind of thing. So yeah, I think one thing is that this isn't one bug, and I kind of feel it's a Tara, you sound very optimistic we could get through this, but it seems like a huge job to me.
Oh no.
But I mean, maybe like because it's basically checking every form to see if there's a place where you add a new component and that and focus works properly. Is that like that's what I'd understand the task to be? Is that what you understand the task to be?
Well, now you're making me think that that's a huge task and that my optimism was misplaced.
Well, I just, well, let's start. Is that what you thought and you just had thought, well, that won't take long? Or is that not what you thought and I'm
So
going in a different direction?
here's what I thought that Kalila was asking us to do, was to create a ticket that has a recording of this happening in one of these places. And then from that, we could just make a list of all of the other places that it was happening.
Yeah, I think it's that second part that
That you're
like
thinking is a huge job? Okay.
well, because like how do we identify the places where it's happening?
Well, I think that what you're saying is that this is happening in cases other than adding a new subset of fields, but I guess I
Well,
just sort of thought.
let's keep focus on adding a new set of fields. So let's keep focus on the specific issue. Don't worry about my expanding it. So let's assume that we're just looking at that particular issue. Like, how, I'm still unclear. I mean, in my mind, the only way to then find it is to go through every app, looking at every form to see if there's a place on that form or multiple places on that form where you add a new field and check that it works correctly. So that sounds like a lot of forms to me.
Okay.
But are you thinking that's not a lot of forms, or you were thinking there was a different way of approaching it that I.
I think I can feel that this is going to come back to bite me. So now I'm like, maybe it's not a fun holiday task. However, I was thinking that we know what the apps are. So if we even get through some of them, that it would be helpful, and then
Sure.
just to cross off. So I think that I may have been overly optimistic about how fast this could be done.
But I mean, but many hands make light work. You're right. If we all took a different app for an hour, that would be a very, we maybe that would be, you know, that would be 6 hours of work or whatever, more than that, how many people are on the call. So maybe you're right. And I'm underestimating the amount of time that we would have on this. Okay. So I think that you're, so let's assume that this is not as big a task as I think. And as you say, like even if we don't complete it, then something is better than nothing, and we'll have an idea of how long it takes us to do it.
I saw a hand go up, but it has vanished. Someone else wanted to say that this is crazy. You are welcome.
Well, I don't think it's crazy. It reminds me of the task with the search. Because it's basically the same, going through all the fields and checking what how they react. And I think if my estimation would be if this group isn't going to do it, no one's going to do it. So if you want to do, that the bug is or that this thing is handled, then this group has to do it maybe.
Okay, I feel like it would be fun still, so maybe let's try on Monday and see how far we get if we don't have any other topics. And when it's just me in the room, because everyone knows what we're doing on Monday, I will take that as your vote, okay? All right. One way or another, it would be good to get this documented. Perfect. Any other thoughts on keyboard navigation focus? Okay. So the last thing I see Laura's back. The last thing that we talked about last time we met was whether or not we want to take on a reimagining of item state, is I think kind of where we left it. So we agreed that we wanted to devote some of our sessions to, in the new year to this, especially because this group had a working group about this before, and people are super interested in it. And to start, we wanted to meet with Tom Trutt. Laura reached out to Tom, and he is available for any of our January sessions. So I think that right now the only thing we need to do is to choose a date to bring Tom to our meeting. Ideally, everyone will also read that PDF. And then we probably want to publicize that this is happening a little bit more than usual. Is that about right, Laura?
Yes, that is. And I will make sure, I know Tom has a sort of vision, but I want to make sure that we don't just jump to Tom's vision and really, sort of do an assessment of where we are now and what we think we need.
I mean, that seems fair to me. Okay. So do we want to just choose a date? We just choose the first date that's available. Where did I actually put the? There we go. So do we want to just go ahead and do that on the 7th?
I know Tom is on vacation, even though he said he's available any of those dates. I know he is on vacation through the 5th. So I feel like maybe the 12th would be better, just so he's not, still trying to dig himself out of email.
Nice. Okay. So yeah, let's go ahead and plan on doing that on the 12th. Anything else to say about that while we're in here?
I don't think so.
Cool.
I'm happy to help publicize. And I will reach out to Tom.
And find out how much work he's really doing on his vacation. He was in a meeting with me yesterday. Like, I know you're on vacation. Like,
Yeah. Tom, Jen Colt, and I all specialize in attending meetings when we're supposedly not working. But I am trying not to do that.
Well, it was a fun meeting, at least, so I didn't feel too bad that he was there. Okay. So those are the three things that I wanted to talk about today. Is there anything else that anyone would like to discuss? And if not, I think I will let everyone go early. So thanks so much for your time today. And I will see hopefully some of us on Monday for this really fun thing that we're going to do.
Click, click, click.
It's going to be so
Tap,
fun.
tap, tap, I should say,
Look at
right?
those thumbs of excitement. I can tell the joy is here. Awesome. Well, thanks again so much for your time, and I will see you next week, okay?
All right.
Hey.
Thank you.